and what to make of moves by the White House today. First, the daily coronavirus task force briefing was canceled after President Trump tweeted they were not worth the time and effort, which he tweeted after he was so criticized for musing in one last week that disinfectant might be injected into COVID-19 patients. And then this afternoon, the White House press team announced there will be a presidential press conference this evening at the time the task force briefings are usually held. So what's going on here? Washington Post national political reporter Robert Costa is here. And Bob, you know, some are saying that the task force briefings have become presidential press conferences. So your take on this switch?
Well, here's the story based on my reporting. Talking to White House officials in the last few days, they wanted to try to get the president away from doing these news briefings. They didn't feel it was politically helpful to him, and they didn't feel it was helping the cause in terms of responding to the pandemic. New Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has come up with this idea of maybe pulling back a little bit. But as we've seen time and again over the last 3 years, the president doesn't like being controlled. And so even though the press briefing was canceled earlier Monday, he's still going to come out and do a, quote, news conference later Monday.
And what will he talk about?
It will be typical President Trump, a wide range of topics. This is not a pandemic response news conference, but I'm told by his confidants that he feels restless inside of the White House. He can't do his political rallies. So he has a new team around him in the press shop, and they just may let him be unleashed and speak his mind on a variety of issues. And that's why it's not being labeled as part of the task force.
So when are Americans going to hear from doctors? And we remember the president took the effort to address COVID-19 away from the Department of Health and Human Services when people there angered him with those dire reports that tanked the stock market, you know, about COVID-19. He gave the task force to Vice President Pence. Then he took over the task force briefings, the televised briefings. There were rumors that Health Secretary Alex Azar was going to be fired. Trump tweeted yesterday, Azar's doing a great job. But where do we stand now and when we're going to get to hear, you know, from doctors about what's going on with COVID-19?
Even when we hear from doctors, the message is sometimes muted. You look at the past week and you can detect a pattern of tension inside of the White House, inside of the administration, between the commander in chief and health officials. Whether it's Dr. Fauci not appearing or being on Saturday Night Live, or it's Dr. Redfield at the CDC talking about a second wave, then the president claims he's being misquoted. And even Dr. Bright, a senior government scientist, now saying he's a whistleblower and that he was purged because of his views and his concern about hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug. A whole range of issues inside of this administration that makes many medical experts feel at odds with their own president.
Well, the message is muted, but mixed also. Last week, Vice President Pence said the virus could be behind us by Memorial Day weekend. That's the end of May. On NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, Dr. Deborah Birx of the task force said this.
Social distancing will be with us through the summer to really ensure that we protect one another as we move through these phases.
And as you know, there's the mixed messages, but also people are worried about Dr. Anthony Fauci's future. On Saturday Night Live, Brad Pitt did a spot-on take on Fauci explaining the president's remarks. Let's listen.
Also, when he said everyone can get a test, what he meant was almost no one.
So, Bob Costa, we just got a few seconds. What's the future of these doctors?
They used to say about Steve Bannon, whenever he appeared on a magazine cover, it was an omen that he was on his way out. It's never good to get out front of President Trump in this White House. So who knows with his future, but he is widely respected. And I have to say, Brad Pitt, pretty good Brooklyn accent right there.
Robert Costa, national political reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.